Blog Talk Radio.
Stop the ants, stop the ants. Jealous friends, opinions last. So many kids, young or old. Try no matter what your job holds.
Hey everybody, my name is Russell Foisey. I am your host for Original Lyric Stream Radio. We welcome listeners from all over the planet. Thank you so much for tuning in whenever you can. If you would like to listen live, our link is blogtalkradio.com/Original Lyric Stream Radio. The chorus you just heard is my own. That's titled Stomp the Ants. Now, what does that stand for? Automatic Negative Thought Syndrome. As the chorus says, so many cants, young or old, try no matter what you're told. Inspiration for the song. Someone once told me I was too old to write lyrics and sing. Can you believe that? Music is ageless. So I gave them this title, Automatic Negative Thought Syndrome. There you go. And I say this every week. Can't is a word, everybody. We don't recognize. We don't know what that is at all. We don't say can't ever. Now, these lyrics came pretty quick to me. 15, 20 minutes, melody and title. But it's always not that easy. So when you're looking at a blank pad or, you know, a blank Word document on your laptop and you're trying to think, uh-oh, I have a melody in my head. I have a title. Well, now what's next? I'm not really worried about structure, verse, chorus, bridge. I just want to have fun with it. It's a blend of words and ideas. It really doesn't make any sense, but I'm getting something down. I'm getting some ideas down, and that's what's really important. Now, I know everybody has their own system, but that's really mine. I'm not really afraid to, you know, put something down, save it, and then maybe, you know, go back to it at a later point. Our episode streams are picked up by your favorite podcasts out there. As I mentioned earlier, we are an iHeartRadio podcast on their website and also their app. We want to thank the iHeartRadio family now for being with us for close to 2.5 years. Thank you very much. This radio show concept was really all about my first in-studio recording, of course, titled Original Lyric Stream. It was my dream come true with my own lyrics and recorded songs, and I'll never forget the day, but it was such a fitting title, you know, for this show. My website, RussellFoiseyMusic.com. I'm a singer, songwriter, producer. I recorded 2 albums, produced a third, Cam Lorm's Writing in the Stars. And breaking news, I'm in the studio right now recording a new 5-track EP. It's going great. With me is the great singer, songwriter, musician, Corey Manchester. Release date, probably May or June, we're thinking, and we're making some great progress. And I'm going to have some other producer projects in the works later on this year as well. Going to be speaking with guests in the weeks ahead. They're going to tell their story behind their music, the inspiration behind the title, melody, and lyrics. And we got some great guests coming up for sure. Let me bring in my technical engineer, Mr. Bill Miller. Bill does so much behind the scenes, you know, setting up the show with our guest music and photos every week. Bill, how's it going?
Going good. How are you this week?
Well, Bill, welcome our audience to the show, if you will.
Sure. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, if you like our show, do us a favor and tell your friends about us. Share the link to the show. We sure would appreciate it. You can also go to Blog Talk. There's a comment section. Feel free to put a comment in there. Put a comment in there to our, you know, for our guests, too. I'm sure they'd appreciate it. And we all thank you for your support. I was looking at what? The guest we have here tonight, Soulful Indie Soft Rock Sound, and I understand they've written and recorded some music for NASA, so I can't wait to hear what that's about.
Yeah, you know what's really cool, Bill? You know, when I go to book guests, you know, going through social media, and I've just been, you know, a big fan now of Instagram, and it's my favorite social media platform by far. I noticed our guest, and I just couldn't believe. I think the word pure came to mind, and the music is so clean, it's beautiful, and yeah, I'm looking forward to the show. First time guest, everybody.
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's get
all going. Right. Well, let's rock and roll, everybody. Our next guest interview, and you're viewing a slideshow of Lana White. Let's play a great track. This was released in 2020 from the 5-track EP Evergreen, and this is titled Evergreen. Let's give a listen.
Maybe my
What a beautiful track that is. Boy, I think I've listened to that at least 10 times this week. Let me introduce singer, songwriter, musician, and a first-time guest on the show, Lana White. Thank you so much for joining me on Original Lyric Stream Radio.
Thank you for having me. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Oh, beautiful song. I mean, it's clean, pure. It, you know, there's certainly everything there. Vocals, acoustic guitar, great storytelling. And let's just add a tug on the emotions, you know, for sure. Tell me about this title track.
Well, how do I explain that? Just like a deep thought process, really, like questioning life, the meaning of life. I have evergreens in my backyard and I love them. And I was just like sitting there, I guess, and thinking about how they don't turn and the leaves don't fall off and they're just sort of permanent there. You know, eventually they die, but kind of like we, you know, withstand each season, humans do. And then it just sort of came out of me. Like sometimes I even sit outside and get my guitar and I think you had even said in some stuff I read about you that the melody comes first to you. And so I was like playing around on my guitar and then the first line just came out and sort of as a gift, the song flowed out of me all at once. And I wrote it within like 10 minutes.
And that can happen. Yeah. It can be quick. And that's just a perfect song every which way. Well done.
Thank you. I wanted that track to be kind of, you know, stripped down, not a lot of production. And Dave Anderson produced that song. And he said, well, how about an Ebo? And I said, okay, because I wanted strings and acoustic guitar. And he said, let me do this thing to it and see what you think. And I was like, that's it. It's ethereal. It gives the song. It's the perfect backdrop. So I appreciate, you know, your kind words.
Absolutely. Well, please tell us where you're originally from and where you currently reside today.
I am originally from Oxford, Alabama, which sits right in between Atlanta, Georgia, and Birmingham, Alabama. So it's like this little in-between town. A lot of people know about it off the interstate that kind of, you know, goes right between those two major cities. And now I live in Huntsville, Alabama, which is about an hour and a half south of Nashville, Tennessee.
Well, we have something in common, and in reading your bio, we were both in a choir. And my experience was in elementary school, and I know yours in high school. And I can reflect back on those days and I want to call it the instructional collective harmonies of about, you know, 25 or so people was just made an impression on me, you know, just hearing all that blended, you know, notes and sound. What was your experience like, Lana, in the choir?
It was the same as yours. I've been singing all my life, as far back as I can remember. And, you know, even with the radio as a child, I'd think, well, I think I can sing like that. You know, I think I can do it, you know. And when I got in high school, I had more, I guess, courage to join something, to, like, let my voice be heard. And when I got in the choir, I loved harmony more than anything. Like, I was an alto one. And I loved the harmony. I just loved it. And it just made me feel so included in a group, you know, just that whole group atmosphere. And I got to do, like, show choir and ensembles and all that stuff. And I just loved blending my voices with other people.
Yeah, it's great memories. Just I have so many good thoughts from that time. Well, after a few years of raising children and you actually sold a gym franchise, you wrote several songs, and tell me about, and you mentioned Dave, but tell me about your experiences with Dave Anderson and Randy Younger.
Yeah, I, you know, I did music before I even owned a gym. I always did music, and I almost moved to Nashville right out of high school, but I sort of chickened out and thought I need a degree. I want to go to college. But I've been writing songs for years, but after I sold the gym, I thought, you know, I have some time on my hands. I do have small children at home. So I really concentrated, like, on writing and, like, really digging out even older songs and reworking them and stuff. And I put some stuff on Bandcamp, Well, initially I went to Dave Anderson, who was with the band Brother Kane. That was really popular in the 90s. I don't know if you remember them, but he toured the world and was on MTV and all that stuff. And he's from Huntsville to him, and he was doing production. And I said, I have a few songs I want to record. So my first set of songs were recorded with him. And then I put some new stuff on Bandcamp, like just acoustic vocal demos. And then this guy, Randy Younger, who had produced a lot of Christian artists, he found them and contacted me and said, I'd like to flesh these out. And I ended up recording like 4 albums with him. So I did an EP first, and I don't even have that. I don't even think that EP's out there anymore. I've reworked a lot of the songs from my first EP with Randy, recorded 4 albums with him, and then I recorded this last EP kind of with like a few different producers. But so, yeah, just kind of put myself out on the internet, and some people just sort of found me, and, you know, that's kind of how that came together.
And then Dave was with the Atlanta Rhythm Section, right?
Yeah, he still is with them, actually. Yeah, he's
he still
with
is
them now.
Okay,
he is like their lead guitarist, and he also did the Black Jacket Symphony for a while. He did the Pink Floyd tour with them, and he's amazing. He's an amazing guitarist, and actually on the recordings, like on Evergreen, that's Dave playing. I write it. Yeah, I write it,
nice.
You know, but I don't like to record in the studio. I'm not that great on a click track, you know, so I always like, you do that, because he's the magician when it comes to, you know, guitar and all that stuff. So, yeah, that's
great.
Dave playing on that. Mm-hmm.
What a great experience. So many great hits from the Atlanta Rhythm Section. Oh, boy.
I
can remember quite a few songs.
Yeah, he loves.
Yeah.
Yes. And they're still out there, you know, they're still doing it.
Every time artists say never, they keep on going. And you know what? Why not?
Absolutely.
Music is ageless. You can be on tour in your 80s, and that's the way it should be.
Look at the Rolling Stones. I mean,
absolutely.
And when one music is part of who you are, you can't turn that off, and you shouldn't.
Yeah,
like
the
no
Eagles.
Reason.
We do the show from Florida. The Eagles are here in Tampa on Monday.
Oh, my gosh, I would love that. The Eagles
yep.
are probably one of my all-time favorite bands because, you know, their harmonies and their documentaries, like my favorite documentary of all time. And
yep, absolutely.
But, yeah, I get a lot of inspiration. Yes, love them.
Well, everybody, we're going to play a great second track from our guest tonight, Lana White. This is another great one. This is titled Making Up.
Telling you the same thing over
That's another great track from our guest tonight, Lana White, Making Up. Welcome back, Lana. Tell me the inspiration behind this one. I really like that country rock feel.
Thank you. Dave is actually playing the lead guitar on that too, and he, of course, I wrote it on an acoustic guitar, and I said I need a lead guitar on this so badly, you know, it needs something else, and he sent it back, and I was like, you know, that sounds like Fleetwood Mac. He said, I was hoping you'd like that, and I said, yeah, I said, I do like it, actually, I do like it, and he goes, okay, we're not ripping it off, because the chord structures are not a Fleetwood Mac song, you know, but it has that vibe, and I said, actually, I love it. I actually had a few different guitarists like kind of audition for that part, and another guy who had actually played on Sheryl Crow's album auditioned for that guitar part, and he made it really country, like really country, and I was like, no, you know, I'm a Sheryl Crow, I'm a soft rock artist, I'm a country artist. And so Dave won that one, but I wrote it kind of like, as I had a few friends going through a divorces and breakups and stuff, and so I wrote it kind of about that, but then I thought, well, maybe we can make up, you know, if we look and examine our relationship and communicate, and so I wanted to put a little bit of a positive spin on, you know, the hardships of relationships.
Yeah, you have the that Sheryl Crow, you know, type of vibe. I can definitely hear that.
And people have even said I look like her, so I'm like, I'll take it.
Absolutely. Well, I know you mentioned this earlier, you know, singer-songwriters always walk around with a tune in their head. And, you know, when it comes to song creation for me, it's definitely melody, because I hear something and all of a sudden I'm writing something down and, you know, thinking about instrumentation and chords and everything after that. But what's your opinion, Lana, on the start of a song?
You know, I started thinking about that because I've been asked that in the past, and I think sometimes I overthink that question, because I don't know about you, because you're a songwriter as well, but I've approached it different ways. Like, I've always got like a running file full of like just words and phrases. Like, I'll even say something and go, ooh, that should be in a song, and so I'll write that phrase down. But I almost always start a song with like a chord progression that I come up with on the guitar. And then I'll open my files of my words and phrases, and I'll start trying to, like, just throw one in there. And sometimes that's, like, how it goes. So I usually, you know, come up with the music first.
Yeah, you know, even with melodies, I have to, you know, voice that into my app on my Android, whatever it is, if it's a line or a melody or something. It's a permanent file, and isn't technology just incredible to where, you know, if you think of something, you can't let it go, because if you do, it may not come back.
It's gone forever. Yeah, like I was watching that Johnny Cash movie, the one with Joaquin Phoenix and Reese Witherspoon that time, and she was
Walked
writing Ring of Fire, and I was watching her, you know, she was writing Ring of Fire, and I was like, it made me think of that. Like, back then, they didn't have, like, she didn't have anything to record that melody. She had to remember it, you know. There's no way. Like, I forget melody, and I'll even go to my voice files, listen to them, and go, who is that girl singing that thing? Like, I don't even remember doing that. It's crazy. It's like, where did that come from? But I'm glad that I've recorded that, because I never would have remembered it. And I do that as well. Like, if I do come up with, like, a vocal melody, I'll sit down and go, now, what chords are those?
Phone is not our phone anymore. It's like a mini computer, a handheld mini computer.
It is. And, you know, my phone got stolen out of my car one day. My purse got stolen. And I was so sad about my phone, more than money, credit cards, or anything, because I had all these voice files. And let me tell you, this was a universal, like, gift to me, because this girl called me 2 weeks later and said, I have your phone. And I was like, I paid her. I gave her I literally gave her a cash price for giving me my phone back. It's a long story, but
it's worth it.
My boyfriend ended up being a thief. But, like, he said he found my phone in a Walmart bathroom. And I was like, sure, I don't think he's telling the truth. Come to find out, an investigator found out he had been breaking into a bunch of cars stealing purses. He gave her my phone, and she said, it took me a while to charge it up, and I found out who it belonged to, and I called you and I said, you have no idea the gift you've given me, because like I had like 50 voice files on there that I would have never, and a lot of the songs I've had produced came from that those files. So I would have never remembered them had I not received that phone. So.
Well, let me talk about some of your accomplishments, which I find very interesting. The theme song music for the Retro Cinema podcast, an Australian show. We just had an Australian guest on last week. Forza Crowd, which is a U.S.-based sitcom coming up. And then you wrote and recorded two commissioned songs for NASA. I mean, that's unbelievable. Tell us how these all came about.
Funny. Twitter is one of the ways that I've really gotten a lot of, I don't know why, but interest in my music. And I a few years ago, this Retro Cinema podcast out of Australia started following me, or we connected somehow and got to know the host. And they said, we would love to have you on our show. And, you know, it was just like this, let's interview you about an 80s song. Because they do 80s movies. And then it was kind of like, man, we don't have a good theme song. It'd be great if you could do it. And would you be willing for, you know, if we could hire you to do that? And I was like, well, sure. And so I ended up doing like 5 or 6 songs for them. I did like a top 10 song and then their regular theme song. And then I did little snippets of like songs from like Grease 2 and the Monty Python, Holy Grail, I can't remember. It a bunch of different songs. I would do like little cover songs for them. And we just developed this great friendship. And then I was a guest on their show. And it was just so fun. I'm like, you know, music is so far reaching. Here I am, this Alabama-based singer-songwriter, and I'm friends with these people across the world, and I talk to them all the time. And and did that spilled over to the guy that wrote For the Crowd. He listened to the Retro Cinema podcast, so then he reached out and said, I want you to do a theme song for me because I'm writing a sitcom. And so I was like, okay. And so I thought, hey, I could do this because it's fun. It is so fun. And then after I did that, I don't even know if this was on. I haven't updated, but I did another podcasting song for the lady that one of the hosts of the Retro. She's doing another podcast. I did her theme song as well. So it's so much fun to write like a 1 minute theme song. It's like the most fun thing ever.
Isn't that a good feeling?
You can make it retro.
It's a great feeling. Those are just tremendous accomplishments. And
it's a way to give to other people.
It is.
Because if you give them something they love, you know, I love to write a song for someone. I really enjoy that. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you about the NASA stuff, too, really quick, if you want me to.
Absolutely.
A worldwide contest back in, I don't know if it was 2018, I think it may have been, for the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. Since, you know, I live in Huntsville, Alabama, Marshall Space Flight Center is here, and so we're like the mecca of all things space. And Scott Phillips, who worked on a lot of these missions, and, you know, tons of missions, he said, I want to do a song contest and see who can write a song about, you know, the landing of the moon. So it became a worldwide contest. And I entered it. I did not win, but he reached out to me and said, I loved your song so much that he just loved it. And he, you know, said it was his favorite. And I was like, wow, okay, great. No, he said, I have another thing for you. And he said, you know, Apollo 8, the seeds that went, there were some seeds that went up to the moon and were planted, and the sycamore trees were planted all over the world. At various sites, and it was like Apollo 8 and Apollo 14, I believe, missions, and the Earthrise photo that was taken from Apollo 8 of like the photograph from the spaceship from the moon's perspective back to the Earth, and it was the first time that photograph had ever been taken, where people got to see what the Earth looks like from the moon, and so. He said, I want you to write a song about the trees and the Earthrise picture. And I was like, okay. So he wanted me to do that. And he wanted to present it to a descendant of one of the astronauts who actually took the seeds up to the moon. And she has like this special foundation. And so anyway, it was played for her. And I still actually, even now, may be able to get a chance to perform it for them. So I was, asked to do that. And
that's incredible.
So I don't know if you've listened to that, but and I used to actually run a wellness center for NASA. So I have a connection to NASA in that way as well. But
wow,
it was really a wonderful honor to be able to, in any way.
Great accomplishments for sure. Well, everybody, we have one more song from our guest tonight, and we've heard two great tracks, and this is another one. This is titled Rose to Hoe.
Maybe she was 8 years old, a fall breeze through the window, supper on the stove. Maybe she had something to say, but she got choked up on smoke anyway, so she let it go. Maybe her imagination was bigger than her situation. She liked to hope. She dreamed of wishing well, the wilderness and fairy tales, so she clung to those.
Words.
oceans, Randy.
Tonight, Lana White, that is Rose to Hoe. Welcome back, Lana. We have only a couple minutes left, and a closing question I like to ask every week. There's an artist beginning in music today, tomorrow. What's your advice to them?
Well, you know, I say, like, go with your heart and write songs that you love, not what you think a formula should tell you to write, or like what Nashville or any, you know, will tell you to write. Just stick to your heart. And I hate to say this, but you really need to be on social media, even if your heart is as a songwriter and you don't like the social media aspect of it. It's really important to have a presence on social media to build your brand, to build your audience, to let your voice be heard, and, you know, just a positive mindset and know that, yes, there are a lot of people doing it, but your voice matters as well.
That's a great answer. Please tell everybody, our audience, your website, your social media platforms.
Okay. My website is lanawhitemusic.com. Pretty easy. And Lana White Music all across the board, pretty much, with Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. If you just look up Lana White Music, that's what it is. Now, TikTok, it's Lana White 1111. But yeah, pretty much just Lana White Music. You can find me anywhere and on YouTube as well.
Well, Lana White, I mean, this has been a great conversation. You know, you're an extremely gifted singer-songwriter. I mean, I really enjoyed listening to your music this week, you know, setting up the show. You're a talented musician, songwriter, you know, and you really sing with emotion. I know personally when I'm listening to music, I love storytellers. You tell a story beautifully. That's well done.
Oh, thank
and,
you. That's,
you know, I really appreciate your time tonight. We're going to have you back on the show for sure. We always like to welcome back guests and bring them back part two, part three, and we'll definitely do that for sure. Thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you for reaching out to me. I truly appreciate it so much.
Well, you're very welcome. Have a great night and keep on writing those great songs.
I will. You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you, Lana.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Everybody, you've just heard great music, great tracks. Lana White, everybody. Please go online, Google, purchase her music, you know, buy a stream, buy a CD, buy an album, you know, what have you, right? Lana White's working really hard out there, putting out some great music. If you'd like to be a guest on a future episode, please send me a track of your music to russellfoisy@gmail.com. We do accept all music genres. I'd love to hear your sound. Again, my name is Russell Foisy, your host of Original Lyric Stream Radio. I look forward to every episode. I love doing the show. Thanks again, Bill. And remember, everybody out there, try no matter what you're told. Good night.